BBC News with Jonathan Izard. A leading US Democrat has said Donald Trump was not smart to reveal his last-minute change of mind about a planned attack on Iran. The chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith, said the president had undermined the notion of a clear American plan. Another senior Democrat, Nancy Pelosi, demanded that congressional approval be given before any military action. President Trump said he'd called off the planned strikes because the loss of lives would have been disproportionate compared with the shooting down of an unmanned drone by Iran. Russia has ordered a ban from next month on passenger flights to Georgia following clashes in the capital Tbilisi sparked by a speech in parliament by a Russian politician. President Putin signed the decree in response to what the Kremlin called anti-Russian provocations. Thousands of protesters have gathered outside the Georgian parliament for a second night. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, has met the Venezuelan opposition leader, Juan Guaido, in an attempt to break the country's political deadlock. She'll hold talks with President Nicolas Maduro later, before making a final statement at the end of her three-day visit. Malawi's Constitutional Court has thrown out a bid by the President Peter Mutharika to block a challenge to last month's election, which he narrowly won. A full hearing into the poll will take place next week. The European Union says a temporary arrangement to treat Swiss stock markets as equivalent to its own will be allowed to lapse at the end of the month. Correspondents say the hard line could serve as a warning to British politicians who argue that a new Brexit deal is achievable before an October deadline. The former president of Cyprus, Dimitris Christofias, has died. He was 72. A decade ago, Mr. Christofias became the European Union's first communist head of state. And at the opening match of the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament in Cairo, the hosts Egypt are taking on Zimbabwe. With about 15 minutes to go, Egypt are leading by a goal to nil. BBC News.